HKD News, brought to you by Elk Street Grocery. The recount of Roberts Roncalio votes got underway this morning in Fremont County for the first time, where officials said they hope to be completed sometime tonight. And of course, that recount continues in its fifth day here in Natrona County. Recount figures from 20 of Wyoming's 23 counties give Tino Roncalio a 617 vote edge over his opponent, Harry Roberts. Besides Natrona and Fremont, Goshen County results are still out. The State Department of Revenue has said cigarette taxes in the state during September amounted to almost $300,000. The state's general fund got the largest share of the money, more than $100,000. The state's incorporated cities received more than $117,000 from the tax distribution, with Casper getting the largest amount of any municipality, nearly $30,000. Wheatland authorities apprehended today two persons suspected of the recent burglary of Wyatt's service station in Casper. The burglary took place during the early morning hours of yesterday. Police said the pair has already been returned to Casper after an all-points bulletin was issued, where charges were filed against them here this morning. The suspects have been identified as Joseph Bernier, age 19, no address listed, and 18-year-old Dolores Jean Bourne of Butte, Montana. Police Chief Condell Garner said several guns were found on the couple at the time of their arrest in Wheatland. He added that the guns were believed to be the ones taken from Wyatt's. A small amount of money was also reported stolen. A Casper man sustained minor injury yesterday when the car he was driving hit a parked car, resulting in the man being thrown from his auto. Police identified the driver as 43-year-old George Hill. He was treated at Memorial Hospital for bruises and abrasions and later released. According to police, Hill was proceeding on 12th Street when he swerved to avoid hitting a water department hole. This caused Hill to lose control of his vehicle and then strike a parked car. He was cited for careless driving. A 23-year-old Gillette man has pleaded innocent to a charge of kidnapping in Dodge County District Court in Nebraska. The trial has been set for November 30th. Larry Quitt of Gillette is accused of kidnapping Charles Buckholtz of Fremont, Nebraska, from a parking lot last November 28th. Buckholtz said he was sitting in his car when two men forced him to drive to an abandoned farm about 10 miles north of Lyons, Nebraska. Buckholtz said the men robbed him of about $40. Also accused in the kidnapping is Quitt's brother, Terry, 28, and he is being held in an Iowa jail on a murder charge.
Next time you go to the Elk Street Grocery, listen. Listen and you'll hear something like this. 2 pounds of sirloin steak, Jake. Or, let me have a nice round roast, Jake. Or, I'd like a nice turkey, Jake. Now, that's one of the nice things about buying meat at the Elk Street Grocery. You get to know the people that work there, and Jake Gardner gets to know you and your family. And what your family likes. And whatever they like, beef, veal, lamb, or poultry, you get your pick of the finest. All beef is U.S. choice, all government inspected, high in quality and low in price. So make it a point to stop in at the Elk Street Grocery, 2nd and Elk, and put your family grocery needs in the hands of friendly and competent Jake Gardner. Elk Street Grocery, 2nd and Elk.
Senator Cliff Hansen has said a public resale of land in the Riverton Reclamation Project is tentatively scheduled for the first part of February next year. Hansen said an appraisal being conducted should be completed by December 1st. More than 19,000 acres in the third division of the Riverton Project will be sold. The Crop and Livestock Reporting Service says the October Farm and Ranch Price Index dropped 4 points below its September level. The index in mid-October stood at 337% of the 1910-1914 base, 5 points above the index level last October. The service said an average 80-cent drop in beef cattle prices was responsible for the decline. Hog prices declined $1.40 during October, while calf prices rose $1.50 and lamb prices rose 20 cents. The service said wool prices were at their lowest October level since 1940. The crop price index was up 4 points from September, with hay increasing 50 cents, beans increasing 40 cents, and wheat increasing 1 cent. In the weather, variable cloudiness with a chance for snow showers today. Partly cloudy except for the possibility of fog tonight and Saturday. No large changes in temperature today. Cooler tonight and a little warmer Saturday. High today in the lower 40s and low tonight lower 20s. High Saturday in the mid 40s. The current temperature in Casper is 35 degrees. This reporter would like to take a few minutes at the end of this newscast to say goodbye. My husband was recently notified that he is being transferred back to Washington, D.C., thus we will be leaving Casper. While the stay has been short, it has been nonetheless enjoyable and has afforded opportunities and experiences which this reporter will never forget. Having come to Wyoming from Washington, I might say that in my 3 years of living in the nation's capital, never once did I meet the First Lady, the Vice President, or the number of nation's lawmakers or other host of dignitaries that has visited Casper during recent months. It has often been said that Washington is the news capital of the world. Well, while that may be true, then it must surely be true that Wyoming is a newsman's paradise. This beautiful state, free of overpopulation, pollution, and high crime rates, makes it all the more difficult to leave. This business of reporting the daily news is challenging and demanding, but the rewards are countless. Casper deserves excellence, and KD News will continue to provide the service you demand in the name of the public interest. A news director will take over effective December 1st. So I urge you to keep listening, of course, to KD News. And words can express my gratitude to the staff at KD. On the endless occasions, they have been so helpful and patient to this reporter. And to you, the public, thank you for listening. This is Carolyn Burridge, KD Total News.
And this is Larry Wakefield, and we are live, and this is a total surprise to Carolyn Burridge. And I'm sure that Mr. Pat Meenan, the president and general manager of KD, has a few words he'd like to say.
Well, Carolyn, we hate to reach this point where this is your last newscast for a while, but we hope we'll be hearing from you from Washington with reports of interest to KD listeners, and hope that you'll be back soon, and maybe your husband will be transferred back to Wyoming one of these days. And it's been a pleasure. I think you brought into this market a brand new approach to excellence in news reporting and news gathering, and I think that the impact that we've been able to make on the community during your stay here has demonstrated your abilities, and nothing but good luck to you.
Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Carolyn, and from all of us here at KD, a big thanks to Carolyn and to her very patient husband, Jim, for her very long hours of reporting and excellence that Carolyn will strive to continue here at KATI. Thank you.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Wyoming presents Phil Rogers.
I just don't know what to do with myself.